B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably gonna talk about it.
Come on, man. You know I only surf Transformer sites when there's girls around so they can see how cool I am.
Nerd Radio starts now.
Welcome to another week in Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcasts. It's part of the B-Pod Studios Network and, of course, all over your social media and YouTube at Nerd Radio 101.
Speaking of social media,
yeah,
right at the top of the show, I wanted to give a shout-out to one of our listeners, Emmanuel, who she's a big fan of not only Nerd Radio, but like Dave and Chuck and all that stuff like that.
Sure.
But so on Instagram, you know how people have been doing like the Spotify, the top artists of the decade or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And you can also do your top podcasts.
What?
So I happen to like just check her story on Instagram, and 4 out of 5 of her top podcasts were B-Pod Studio podcasts.
Awesome.
The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast.
Okay.
Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits.
Okay.
All right. And then Nerd Radio.
We're number 3.
We were number three. Number 4 was the non-B-Pod. There goes Chuck.
Victory lap.
That is way too much activity for a nerd. My God. You got the defibrillator down the hallway if you need.
You know, albuterol in here. You're good. You going to make it?
So Dave and Chuck, Tasty Bits, Nerd Radio, the non-B-Pod was that last podcast on the left, and then Talking Rock with Meltdown was her fifth top podcast.
I appreciate
that. So I was like, I saw that, and I had to message her. I'm like, we need to have some sort of honorary title for you or something, which I didn't think of an honorary title, so I thought I'd give her a shout-out at the top of the show. So,
that's fantastic.
So thanks a lot for listening to all things B-Pod Studios and that other one.
It's great that, last podcast and left, a big deal. They were just in town. They did a touring show.
And we beat them!
Yeah, we were, at least as far as she's concerned. So we've got one listener that likes us better than they like them.
Yeah.
Or at least listen to us more than that.
Yeah. So thank you. Neat. And anyone who does want to reach out to us can always hit us up, NerdRadio101 on all the social medias.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I am a little winded now that you mention it.
I thought so. I've ran around the room before, too. And I had a huge jump to jump over your backpack.
Yeah.
Last time I did it.
It was so awful, it's that memorable.
Yeah. I was very out of breath.
If you want a great example of exactly how out of shape I am, yesterday morning, I was doing the overnight.
I thought he was going to threaten to take his shirt off.
On the state, no. No, I won't put you through that. Yesterday morning, I was doing the overnight around 2:30. The fire alarm went off.
Oh, man. What's the deal with the fire alarms this week?
This one was a malfunction, you were telling me.
It was, yeah. It ended up being the smoke detector up here in one of the closets.
Oh, somebody's probably smoking up here.
Probably. Yeah, I would say it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm the only one here.
There's probably some transient that lives in the walls.
Smoking
cigarettes.
I got promoted,
you know?
And I don't do that anymore.
No, see? We found out who it is. It's Al.
Al's got an apartment.
He's smoking
He's
again.
No longer a transient.
Yes,
living
right.
in the walls here at the station.
You couldn't tell by looking at him.
I did one of the first things I did, though, because before the fire department got here, I'm looking at all the monitors,
Dude, the fire department showed up, too? Is that serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at all the monitors, and I don't see anything going on, and so I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to talk for another, 15 minutes, so I'm just going to do a circuit around the building, something like that. First thing I did was come up here and make sure the studio was okay.
Yeah. We got to protect the Checkpoint XP studio.
Right,
this is important, this one right here. Everything else can go, and thankfully, this studio is right above our studio.
Yes.
So, that was also one of the...
The studio had burned down, you would have had to have left a note. You guys used this at least 4 times since we did. It wasn't our fault.
It wasn't us.
We didn't break it.
That same day later in the morning, the alarm went off. It made one noise and one flash of the light, and then it stopped. It was that day.
Okay.
Yeah, that was probably them trying to figure out what they needed to do to fix it.
Yeah.
Because I know they had the guys in here week where they put the little
the
cone
tested
in there and they blow the smoke up in it, and then they go to the hub and they eat lunch together, which is weird. You don't have another stop to go to? You come here, you hang out all day. We got that many smoke detectors for you to test out? You got a whole day's worth of work?
Right. No, they were probably testing it again to make sure that it worked properly.
There we go.
Once they figured it out.
Because I think that's big bucks. You can charge big bucks when the fire department comes out for no reason, don't you? It's not like it's free. They just don't come out just for fun.
Right.
Especially at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they were. They didn't seem very pleased about me. They were very, very business. Very.
Did you
serious.
Offer them a free T-shirt? Like, T-shirt for your troubles.
Please. He doesn't have access to the T-shirts. We don't have access to T-shirts.
That was the other thing that was hilarious too. Is that I had to let them in the gate. And then I have to let them in the door, and then we had to figure out where the box is with all the keys for the fire department, so they can.
Oh,
get
this place
stuff.
Would have been burnt to if this was actual emergency.
No, it was like a series of fetch quests, and it was ridiculous. In my head, I was going, "This is ridiculous." But
the worst game of D&D.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is because our studio is like completely across the building from where the door is that I had to go and let them in.
Yeah.
So I had to run that back and forth like four or five times. Like at one
point, because you're on the air still.
At one point I'm looking at my clock and it's like 3:08, and I'm like, I'll be right back. And I had to go run it into the studio, talk on the air real quick, and then come back and be like, okay.
Hold on, guys. I got to go introduce a song by Van Halen. I'll be right back.
Exactly. The building's not on fire, right? Well, we don't know yet. Well, I got to go talk in the radio just in case it isn't.
Right, yeah.
But, doing that like four or five times by the quarter after three, I'm like, whew, Jesus. Maybe I should just do that every overnight, just to kind of walk the building like a security man.
Yeah, well.
You'd be the night watchman.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I'm the night security. So now that we're a good, I don't know, like 10 minutes into the show, let me introduce everybody.
Yeah.
James and Al Beck, a part of the show. Hello. And this is something I wanted to bring up because apparently I'm just some guy and it doesn't matter. So I don't know if you guys are aware, but there is a Dave and Chuck the Freak Reddit thread.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware. I avoid it.
Last Friday, Al had a rite of passage. You got your Dave and Chuck the Freak cartoon character.
Yeah, yeah.
With your Star Trek thing. And there was a thread on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Reddit subreddit said, I think Al Beck would make a fantastic permanent addition to the show. I won't read all the comments, but the first comment I saw as it's here is like, he's on Nerd Radio with James and another guy.
No way.
That's how important I am. I'm another guy. So
whose name is Chuck, by the way? I mean, right? A different Chuck, but that's the irony.
Yeah, exactly. But then somebody else said that you're funny as shit on Nerd Radio.
Well, thank you.
So, there you go.
At least they knew there was another guy.
Yeah. You know?
That's fair.
Take solace in that.
Yeah, I guess. But you're listening.
You should have commented like, hey, I'm the other guy. This is me on Reddit. I'm the other guy. If I put the whole show together, I invite these two clowns to come in and distract me while I talk about nerd stuff.
And the comment comes from Anonymous.
Yeah. Anonymous Chuck.
I'm the other guy.
I'm the other guy. And I didn't log in. I'm logged in as guest.
I'm logged in as guest.
Oh my God. So yeah, you're famous, Al. You guys are you guys are both way more famous than me. I'm just another guy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, speaking of famous, let's talk about some people who are famous. Dave Bautista going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Yeah, we found out for WrestleMania. Also, there's a rumor to go with all the other rumors about the Batman movie that's coming out that he's teasing that he's working on something for Warner Brothers.
Yes, he posted a picture. Was it on Instagram?
I think so, yeah.
He posted something on social media with the Warner Brothers Studios logo in the background. So what that is, we don't know. Maybe he's Bane.
I've heard he could possibly be
doing something on Suicide Squad.
Right.
Would that be like Killer Croc? I don't know who he would be.
Yeah, well, this Suicide Squad's supposed to have John Cena in it, isn't it?
Yeah, but who's John Cena going to be, too? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's very mysterious.
I like the idea of him being Bane.
I do too.
I can deal with that.
Yeah, yeah. While we're on the subject of fantasy casting and rumors, I just saw on my Facebook before we started that there's a rumor that Keanu Reeves wants to play the Marvel Cinematic Universe version of Wolverine, and I'm pretty all right with that.
Really?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty great.
I don't know about that one myself.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves, you could do a lot of cool things, but I don't know if you're going to pull off Wolverine.
Right.
It's Wolverine. Well, I mean, a little bit different than John Wick.
Well, I'll give it to him in the sense that, I'd like to be Wolverine too, but it ain't going to fucking happen.
If Danny DeVito could be Wolverine, Al Beck could certainly be Wolverine.
Oh, God.
You could be my Wolverine, Al Beck.
All right.
Sell yourself short. See what I said there? Danny DeVito? These little guys?
That's why you're the other guy.
That's
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Chuck, I'm sorry.
Turn your mic off. You're done.
I'm gone.
Oh, bye, Al. All right. Well, now it's two nerds. Two nerds, one.
You didn't realize this is an elimination game show, did you?
Oh, two nerds, one SD card.
I made that executive decision.
Last nerd standing. Yeah, I'm going to lose. I'm going up against Chuck on nerd stuff. I'm going to lose. So.
I deserved it. Whatever.
So while we're talking about movies and stuff like that, there's been a bunch of trailers as we head into the Christmas season, just in the last, 7 days. I know, James, you posted on your...
on social media, I watched the Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer.
Yep.
I lifted my trailer ban. Not so much a ban, but I decided I was going to watch it. I usually follow Al's theory on watching trailers. I know I'm going to see the Ghostbusters movie just because I'm a diehard Ghostbusters fan.
Oh, yeah.
I really didn't plan on watching the trailer, but everybody's like, what do you think about the movie trailer? What do you think about the trailer? Did you see the trailer? Hey, check out the trailer. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch it and I'll record a reaction because some people are like, it's going to be a tear fest. You're going to feel sad about it. And then I texted my friend, my old roommate, who's also a diehard Ghostbuster fan. And we're kind of on the same page. And I was like, dude, have you watched the trailer? What do you think? And he's like, I think this movie could be okay.
Yeah.
It could be good. And I was like, well, damn it. Now I have to watch the trailer. So I watched it, and I filmed a little reaction video. And I wasn't overwhelmed. I didn't have a tear fest.
Right.
I'm not super stoked on it. Looks like the direction they're going to go with the movie. Like, I'm tired. I feel like they're following the same story.
Things, Stephen King's it.
Yeah. To me, it's like The Force Awakening.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of the other Riff Crew guys had said, you know, the trailer's just like The Force Awakening. Which, in the sense, it's somebody's picking up some old stuff from the Ghostbusters.
Right.
You know, there's some
kind
sort
of repackaging
of a link.
It a little bit.
Yeah, you know, there's some sort of a link to this person. They're related to, you know, the old cast in some way, shape, or form. I would think the trailer leads you to believe that it's the grandkids of some of the original cast members.
Right.
And it might be Egon Spengler's granddaughter. It might be somebody else's grandson. I'm not sure. The kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah, Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah. See, I don't know their name, so that's my downfall.
I only know it because, like, your last name's Wolfhard? Holy moly.
Yeah, this is kick-ass last name to have.
Right.
You know, like, this kid can have it, or a Viking Raider could have that last name.
Finn Wolfhard and Hugh Jackman need to be...
Yeah. It sounds like a gay porn duo.
It really does.
You know, you got the Jackman and the Wolfhard.
The Jackman.
The Jackman and Wolfhard connection.
Yep.
But, I mean, to me, the coolest part of the trailer is you see the Ecto-1 come blasting out of a barn.
That's really cool.
Driving through a field, and they got a gunner seat. That's straight out of the cartoon, the
it
real
is.
Ghostbusters, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I thought that got me excited. That got me hyped up. But for me, for the most part, I'm worried about the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know why I get so worried about it. It's a Ghostbusters movie. But to me, it's another reboot as well. People are kind of not really arguing, but they're like, it's a direct sequel. If it was a direct sequel, I feel like the main plot of the story would follow the four main cast members.
Well, yeah, and that's something another friend of mine that's super into Ghostbusters said, is that it feels like they're acting like Ghostbusters 2 didn't happen.
Yeah, which it did. It absolutely did. They had all that pink slime. They got into a fight with each other after going for a dip in the pink slime. Yeah, Viggo was there. He came out and tried to steal the baby. You know, all that stuff took place. But I feel like this movie is just another way to reboot it. But they're trying to get kids involved. It's going to be like a Goonies version of the Ghostbusters.
Right.
And I get it. Because if this takes off and it attracts the younger audience, that will lead to more Ghostbusters movies down the line.
Sure.
So I'm interested to see what they have. But I'm not super stoked on what I've seen within the trailer so far.
And I will say I occasionally will make a exception to my trailer rule as well. Which I did for the Picard, the first trailer for the Picard show.
Right.
But that was like... similar kind of thing where people wanted your reaction. There was a podcast I listened to and they were going to review it, and I always listen to that podcast, and I was like, I can't listen to them talk about the trailer and not watch it.
Right.
So I did make an exception, but I haven't watched any of the subsequent trailers, just that first one.
Well, that's the thing too, is the movie's coming out next summer. We're going to get another trailer, and there's going to be more to
trailer, I'm sure.
This is more like the teaser trailer.
Yeah, because they've already said like the original cast members that are still around are going to be involved in this movie, but you don't see them at all in the trailer.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to show up. I guess you do see them, but you see them in clips from old past Ghostbusters movies.
Yeah.
Like there's a Paul Rudd is showing clips of old Ghostbuster stuff to these kids, so that's how you see them, but you don't see them at their current age or how they're going to play a role in the movie currently as themselves.
Yeah.
I'm excited for I like the scenes I saw with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I think Paul Rudd's great. I think he'll be great in the movie.
I'm excited to see him in the movie for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll dig the movies.
What kind of Ghostbusters, did you have a Ghostbusters sequel in your head that you would like, this is, if I wanted it, if what would the perfect Ghostbusters movie be for you?
A pick up where they left off after Ghostbusters 2. I don't know. Let's create another crazy entity. Or Zool comes back with a vengeance, you know?
Right.
And obviously you see demon dogs in the new trailer. Oh, you see it looks like a paw of a demon dog.
Right.
In the trailer. So obviously there's going to be some sort of connection with that. But my old friend had told me the Ghostbusters game that came out for Xbox 360, that game was based off of the original script that Dan Aykroyd and them had written to be the Ghostbusters 3.
Yep.
But they couldn't get it all together to where they could make it a movie. And from what I never really played that game very much.
Oh, you got to play it. They just re-released it for the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4.
Maybe I should give it a whirl.
And stuff. You got to try it. It's fantastic.
But he said he really enjoyed the story involved in the game, and it was great. He thought it would have been a very well-made movie had they turned it into a movie.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe I'll play through the game and find out. But honestly, after they reveal that Zool's coming back at the end of the Ghostbusters Answer the Call with the female Ghostbusters cast,
yeah.
I was in. I was all in. I'm like, yes!
I want to see,
like,
yeah.
What are they going to do now with this new cast?
I would have liked to have seen that for sure.
Same here. So I wanted to see what direction they were going to take the movie down that road with the four women.
Still haven't seen that movie.
Really? Jesus, Al. Get on the ball.
Chuck lent it to me, Blu-ray.
Did,
yeah,
you just gave it back. You didn't.
Well, that was because I was moving.
Right.
If you remember. And I had it, and it wasn't that long. I've held on to, like, Lock and Key for 6 months. But I didn't have that Blu-ray for that long, and I started moving. And I was like, dude, I don't want to lose this in the move.
Right.
Here you go. And I still haven't seen it.
See, I zero in, because I've seen Ghostbusters a million times, but I zero in on the line that Bill Murray says about the franchise rights alone will make us rich beyond our wildest dreams. Much like I would love to see a Star Trek show that's the ship that never gets to do save the universe ever.
Yeah.
The guys that just do the menial
it's
missions.
Just and the science missions.
Right, yeah. Just the science missions. I would love to see a new cast, like with Answer the Call, but instead of it being an alter, like, they're the Ghostbusters franchise of, like, North Dakota.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, and maybe that's something that could be taking place in the new one.
Right.
I don't know. Who knows?
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
But, so we got a Ghostbusters movie coming out. Over the weekend, we also got our first look at Wonder Woman 1984.
Saw clips of that trailer, but not the full trailer.
I think it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It looks like her costume's more...
It's so shiny.
Yeah, it's, like, really bright, and the colors are there. Like, you would recognize her from the comics, like the bright red and blue.
Yep.
Sure.
Instead of, like, the toned-down kind of wardrobe she was wearing in the first Wonder Woman. But I don't really understand if it's Wonder Woman 84... I'm assuming it takes place in 1984.
Yes.
How the hell is Chris Pine's character still alive?
Well, they kind of, there's a bit of that in the trailer. One of the villains that's going to be in the movie says something about, like, what if you could have your greatest dream or something like that. So apparently he's going to, either through time travel or cloning or some type of whatever he's using. I believe the character's name is Maxwell Lord, which Wonder Woman fans will recognize as a big villain. He will bring Chris Pine's character to 1984.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
There's stuff in the trailer where she's showing him 1984, and she's like, this is all modern art, and then they walk by a trash bin. She's like, that's just a trash bin. That's not art.
Ah, okay. Because I was thinking maybe he's found the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah.
You know, maybe dipping your pen into the Fountain of Youth ink. That is a Wonder Woman that allows you to live forever. As a little side effect of being Wonder Woman that they don't talk about in the comics. If you're banging Wonder Woman, you never age.
Yeah. What I like about this conversation right here is the liberties we take as nerds, where Chuck's like, I don't know, time travel or cloning, and Chuck goes, or James, that makes sense.
Sure.
That's perfectly reasonable.
Well, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Time travel,
I'm
cloning.
Satisfied.
Yeah, these are all things that currently exist in modern times. You know, you call up your local time traveler, and just like you would your pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
You know? I got them all on speed dial. You guys don't have a cloner? You guys don't have a cloner?
Yeah.
Hey, it's right next to my pot dealer, right here on my cell phone.
Yeah, it's my cloner app right there. The fun thing, too, is Maxwell Lord is being played by Pedro Pascal.
Who
is
the Mandalorian.
Currently the Mandalorian. So that's really, he's going to have a good year, man, between the Mandalorian and now he's going to be in this
bank.
Wonder Woman. Yeah. And the other villain that's going to be in here is supposed to be Cheetah, which is going to be played by Kristen Wiig.
Now, I'm interested to see how she's going to play a comic book, like, villainess.
Yeah.
How you would say a female villain, a villainess?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm interested to see how, because she's got acting chops. She can act.
Yeah,
right.
She's a very talented actress. She's funny. She can do drama.
Never seen her be evil, though.
Yeah, she can be evil.
How's she going to be evil? So that looks really fun. Also, while I was looking through all these trailers, I came across, have you seen the Ryan Reynolds movie that's coming out this summer? There's a trailer for it called Free Guy.
Free Guy. I've seen a little clip, but I have no idea what it's about.
So Ryan Reynolds is essentially an NPC in, you know, a Grand Theft Auto style video game. He works at a bank.
Okay.
And something happens where he gets these sunglasses. He puts these sunglasses on like they live and discovers that he's in a video game. Like when he puts the sunglasses on, he can see the HUD with like a life bar, and he looks over on the ground and there's a health pack, and he takes the glasses off and they're not there. And then he puts them back on and there's a health pack.
So he's discovered he's in the Matrix, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, he's discovered that he's just an NPC in the Matrix and decides he's going to be a hero in this game that's just, it, like I said, it's like Grand Theft Auto or Saints Row or something like that, where people are just blowing each other up with rockets. And
that's kind of cool.
Driving into stuff and robbing banks and whatever. It looks kind of fun. It looks like it might be pretty neat. I don't know. I was sold on it.
I like the concept. It sounds great.
Yeah.
Especially if they do some of the things, hopefully this isn't too much of a kid's movie, but Wreck-It Ralph. When Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet, they represented different websites and different things like spam,
right,
and like all that stuff, it'd be cool to see how they pull some of the things in video games in there.
That's got
to
be on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
I didn't even see the first one. I got to watch Wreck-It Ralph.
You got to watch, dude. I love.
Got to see Wreck-It Ralph.
Those Wreck-It Ralph movies, I think, are great. They're fun. There's fun little video game, little Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, there's Zangief. He's like, just because you're a bad guy doesn't mean you are a bad guy.
Yeah, you know, Zangief's giving you a pep talk. Yeah. You know, I'm Wreck-It Ralph. I knock buildings down for whatever, Joe the hammer guy,
right,
you know, to fix. And you got Zangief, you know, giving you a pep talk. Like, you're not that bad of a guy.
I got to see that.
But yeah, right, they're good.
So yeah, there's a bunch of movies there that looking forward to coming up in the next couple of years. And we're only a couple weeks away from next Star Wars movie. I know you guys are like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Still, I don't know. But
hey, my expectations have been lowered.
Sure.
So that's the thing. Like, I had a great time with Force Awakens. I loved Rogue One. And I was so let down by Last Jedi that, I mean, honestly, I had an okay time with Solo. And frankly, there was a lot to not like about it. But my expectations have already been lowered.
I still had a good time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think I had a good time because I had such a bad time at Last Jedi.
Right. So many cool things that happened in Solo that you got to see. You know, he's on the Kessel Run. You know, you see how he meets Lando. You see how he meets Chewie. Like, whether you liked his acting performance or not, to me, it was still a fun movie to see all those firsts, all those origins on the Han Solo, you know, saga.
But if Last Jedi had been good, I think I would have hated Solo. Like, it wasn't great. It was not Rogue One.
No.
Rogue One was amazing, you know. So my expectations have been lowered enough that, you know, and they have, you know, my heart has not been repaired by The Mandalorian yet, which I am still enjoying, you know, but it's going to take a lot to, you know, come back from Last Jedi.
Sure.
Well, dude, so dust your shoulder off. Like, that's what killed it. Was the for me, in The Last Jedi, was the dust your shoulder off. I'm like, you're going to bring a Jay-Z reference into the Star Wars realm? Yeah. Like, you're breaking my heart.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it since when we did our, with the radio station.
Oh, really?
That's funny. I haven't watched it since. I bought it. I've got it.
Yeah.
I intend to watch it again. No, having lower expectations, maybe I'll enjoy a little bit more now, but I haven't brought myself.
Well, hey, if you want to go see the new Star Wars movie, if you go to WRIF.com, there's an enter to win. You can see it with the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show. It's going to be there. I'm hoping we'll be able to get, you know, Chuck Bean involved as well.
I would love to show up. Yeah.
Seating's limited, so hopefully there'll be enough room for everybody. But I think Chuck's been able to be involved in
it worked.
All of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So WRIF.com, registered.
I hoped if I brought it up on the show that James would feel guilty and invite me along, and it worked.
No, Overly Straight Guy Ken knows. I'm like, hey, we need all the nerds in the building that want to go.
Yeah.
Right.
If we can get them in, if there's enough room, we need to get
them in. Mike Pandoff will absolutely be there with us, I'm sure, from the promo team. All right, well, Al was talking about lowered expectations, and that's what we excel at here on Nerd Radio. We're coming back in just a minute. We've got some video game news for you and some big stuff happening on TV, so stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This just in. Flash. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. America and all ships at sea. Nerd Radio is taking the country by storm.
This is Nerd Radio.
I feel like we're in Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah. Thank you for using one of the Joel intros this time.
It's Nerd Radio with Al Beck, James,
and complain about it for 2 weeks, but you know,
with James, Al Beck, and another guy right here on your podcast stream on the B-Pod Studios.
I could be your gimmick, man. You could be the other guy.
I'm another guy. That's just who I am. I'm another guy. You can follow us on social media at Nerd Radio 101, and of course, you can find us on YouTube. If you're not watching us on the Twitch Checkpoint XP stream on Wednesday afternoons, you can find the shows up on YouTube and watch them whenever you like. That's it. That's the show. No. So this week was DC's Crisis on Infinite Earths for the DC CW shows. They played.
Oh, okay. I'm out of the game on the CW shows.
So am I. Absolutely. I haven't watched them in a couple of years.
Even Flash, you jumped off?
Yeah. Oh. No, after a couple of years of Flash, I was like, I'm done with this. However, this is a big deal because they got a lot of people back to be the different characters. And it's a 5-part series. It started on Sunday, I believe it was on Sunday, with Batwoman. I could be wrong. Anyways, there's the Batwoman show, there's the Arrow, mm-hmm. Flash, the Legends of Tomorrow show.
Is this the last season of Arrow?
It is.
Okay.
And the very first episode featured, and this is a bit of a spoiler, so if you haven't watched them yet, you might want to just...
Earmuffs.
Dip out a little bit.
Earmuffs.
Green Arrow dies in the first episode.
Ooh.
Gets killed because all the... Much like the comic book version of Crisis on Infinite Earths, all the different versions of Earth are dissipating.
I feel like that was a much larger spoiler than what you gave it. I don't know the saga that well. Well, but I feel like that seems like a huge spoiler.
It's a spoiler, but at the same time, like it's a comic book death. Like they're already throughout the other two episodes, they're figuring out how can we bring Ollie back.
Okay,
kind of thing.
I hope somebody listening was like, oh, a spoiler, and like hit the skip forward on the podcast thing.
And then just hit it again.
And then here's James go, oh, that's a huge spoiler. And they're like, oh, my God, thank God. And then Chuck goes, well, they want to bring Ollie back to life. Son of a bitch! Damn it, other guy!
That's why I'm the other guy. I get a lot of bitterness about being another guy.
Dude, that could be part of your gimmick, too. You spoil everything.
Spoil it.
The other guy's always spoiling stuff.
Right. If I knew who you were, I'd kick your ass, man!
Yeah.
That other guy in the Nerd Radio show, he sucks! I'm gonna kill that guy! Who is he?
My anonymity is semi-saving grace now.
Yeah!
That's the only thing keeping you alive.
But it featured a fight between Brandon Routh, playing the Kingdom Come Superman, and I guess he's also supposed to be the Superman from this movie he was in. It wasn't Man of Steel. Well, it was the Superman Returns, right?
I'm not familiar with Brandon Routh.
Okay. Well,
I see the guy who plays...
The huge package that they had to like...
Yeah, the Atom.
Yep.
CGI
he was in Superman Returns.
Superman Returns.
I was still watching the CW shows when they brought Supergirl over or whatever, and they had this like stupid moment where they were on screen together, and someone else was like, oh, they look like they could be the same guy. It's like, oh, you son of a... But they're just doing a nod to the fact that he played Superman before.
So that was really kind of a fun part of the thing. And then they also got the voice of Batman for the last couple of decades, Kevin Conroy.
Oh, nice.
To be in the show as what looked like the Kingdom Come Batman, where he wasn't really wearing the bat suit, but he was wearing like this metal, you know, kind of thing. There's a little girl. She's got an orange. Hi. That's cool orange. Thanks.
Team Santa.
Yeah.
They've had Mark Hamill show up before as the Trickster.
Yeah.
Which he may have played the Trickster in the past, I think, but like he totally did his cartoon Joker delivery,
which was pretty
awesome.
Yeah.
That made my day, and I can wash my hands of CW now, but I got to see that.
But that's the thing, is that the first three parts of it were this week, and then the last two parts of it aren't until the middle of January.
Okay. Whoa, okay. So in the middle of a story arc, you're going to take a break?
Yep. They're taking the winter break, and then they're coming back, I think, January 17th for the last two parts.
They call that a cliffhanger, Al. It's nothing new.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a Star Trek...
It's nothing new. It's basic literature.
Yeah, it's just a cliffhanger.
I was going to say, as a Star Trek fan, I'm sure you reminisce back to when they turned Picard into a Borg.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of a season.
Best of both worlds, brother.
Yep. And then you had to wait until the beginning of next season to find
out. Borg.
What
Mr. Worf. Fire. Cliffhanger.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Did Riker just kill Picard? The other
Resistance
show
is futile.
The other show I wanted to talk about is one of my favorite cartoons the last couple of years. Steven Universe returned last weekend with Steven Universe Future. And they play,
like a holiday special?
It takes place after the movie, which they aired on Cartoon Network a couple of months
ago. Yeah, like the musical? It was like a musical, right?
Yeah.
I think I watched it. It was interesting because they had the different styles of animation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this takes place after that, and they played the first four episodes, essentially, this past Saturday, and now they're going to play a new one every Saturday after that. So Steven Universe is back, in case you didn't know. I didn't know. I'm clicking through my DVR, and I'm like, Steven Universe? New Steven Universe? Oh, my God.
He's like a WWE wrestler. He can never actually really retire. They keep bringing him back to do more episodes.
Yeah, right?
It's another one I know nothing about. I, the only reason I even know the name
you
is...
You don't watch cartoons.
Well, that's true.
If it's not MASH or the Bob Newhart Show, Al doesn't give a crap. I bet maybe a little bit of Star Trek.
I bet if I was telling him about the Flintstones, you know what episode I was talking
about. He's like, oh, that's the one where Barney. Oh, never mind. Yeah, I was going to make a really bad, inappropriate joke.
Start craving Winston cigarettes.
Right? Yeah. Hey, Barney.
Yeah. Well, the broads are out there doing their work. I guess we can relax with this cigarette. Ah, the 1950s.
Well, speaking of the 1950s, let's transition to video games because there were none of those. In 1950s. So we found out that BioShock 4 is on its way this week. The 2K Games has been working on it for a while, apparently, and it still won't be out for a couple of years. But they wanted to let us know that there is another BioShock game. I know Jefferson was a huge fan of the BioShock games. Did you ever get around to them, Al?
I never did. I did notice that they were up on that PlayStation Now service that I subscribed to, so I thought about giving it a try. But, yeah, no, that was one of the games. If you remember, years ago, Jefferson and I did a solo segment where he tried to sell me on a couple of games.
Right.
And that was one of the ones that he had brought up. Mass Effect was another one. We all know how that turned out.
Yeah.
Well, that's not yours or Jefferson's fault, though, because you did tell me to skip the first one, and I just could not do it.
It was not within your...
No.
What about you, James? Did you play any of the BioShocks?
I have not played any of the BioShocks, but that's the one with like, the little girl in the dress and like the big robot guy with the drill hand, the Big Daddy, right? His name is Big Daddy?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I was too scared to play that
Big
one.
Daddy's and the Little Sisters. It is a little spooky.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You're walking around in like an undersea 1950s looking or 1940s city.
And I feel like when that was out, I was really into Fallout 3.
That would make
sense.
I was
like all about Fallout 3. That was the only game I was playing, the only game I cared about. I was trying to get the downloadable content. So right. I wasn't interested in the any of the BioShock.
Well, I also wanted to bring it up because, like I said, our former Nerd Radio co-host Jefferson was huge in BioShock, and another game over the weekend that I finished, that's right, I finished another game, take that, Checkpoint XP, was Uncharted 3, which I got earlier this year because Jefferson loved the Uncharted series. And
why are we eulogizing Jefferson? He's doing fine. He's a father now, I think.
Do you, I don't know. I haven't, out of sight, out of mind. As far as I know, the object permanence of Jefferson, he's gone.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we don't call him up. We find out he's hooked on heroin.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in jail for male prostitution and to pay for his drugs.
Right. But, yeah. He
sold his baby.
He loved them.
He sold his baby. Oh, no. Jefferson's baby. No.
The baby black market.
Let's see. What's the going rate for a baby on the black market?
Baby. Black market babies.
A thing I've never wondered before in my life.
But now you will.
Yes.
I mean, if it's cheap enough, you can start trading in babies like stocks.
baby,
I will trade you three babies for that brand new automobile, sir. Not enough babies? Hold on, let me go steal some more.
Yeah, so I finished Uncharted 3 over the weekend. Wasn't crazy about it. Wherever you are in the afterlife, Jefferson, sorry. I wasn't really crazy about it.
He's listening right now
games.
Like, I'm right here, you dicks.
I know.
Why is this episode called Jefferson Sold His Baby?
In memory of Jefferson. Also over the weekend, I've talked to you guys before about the Magic the Gathering, online that they have. They will have different ways to play the game every weekend. For a couple of days, they'll be like, hey, here's a different way to play the game. You pay in this much of the in-store or in-game credit, and you can play this game. Over the weekend, they had what's called a draft, where you get a couple of packs, and you pick a card out of the pack and pass it, and you build your deck out of what you get out of your packs. And the twist on it was you only had 10 life instead of 20. And that was really fun. It took me 3 drafts to win a game. Like,
so you build your whole deck each game by pulling cards?
Yeah, you start with 3 packs. You open your pack. You pick out the rare because it's the rare. And then you pass it along. And then you try and build your deck. So while you're picking cards, you're like, okay, well, I've got the first pack I opened had a really good white rare, so I'm going to want to build a white deck.
So do you have to buy in for every match then to get new packs?
I did, yeah.
That's called the cash scam. You just got played by the Wizards of the West Coast.
No, this is the thing. You build your deck, and then you keep playing until you lose three games.
Okay, so you got to be, but you're still buying new packs every three games.
Right.
The Wizards of the West Coast, you get a lollipop with that?
Remember that guy who spent all that money on the Transformers game?
Yeah.
Not me.
Some nerd podcast miles away is going to be talking about some guy in Detroit who burned all his money on a card game.
But he got a rare white card, so he had to build a white deck.
Look, I brought it up because it was fun, not because I wanted you guys to shame me. Money.
We want to make sure you spend your money appropriately. You know?
Shaming me.
That's right.
By buying us guys that are known on the show great, great Christmas gifts this year.
Oh, geez. You better lower your expectations, son. Yeah, yeah. You make more money than I do. There ain't no way Christmas gifts.
I'm not expecting any gifts from anybody. I was just trying to insert the other guy joke in one more time.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. I deserve that. Here's something
James always inserting to other guys.
Okay,
so you got to do what you're good at.
There you go.
What you're good at. Oh, this happened.
All right, let me fight through this transition. Yeah. So if we're going to talk about shaming people for money, this is something the Checkpoint XP guys were talking about. I'm sure they talked about it on their show, which you can check out. Check out CheckpointXP.com. But they also had it on their Twitch. I saw Norris and Joe talking about this. So League of Legends is teaming up with Louis Vuitton to make some special clothing. And the prices are outrageous.
Well, much like Louis Vuitton prices are outrageous.
Outrageous. Okay, so they've got these special sneakers here, and I'm not going to do what they did on Checkpoint there on their Twitter, which was to play high low with them. But I just want to show you guys what it looks like, and then I'll tell you how much it is. Okay.
Okay.
So here's the sneaker.
Oh, they're actual sneakers that real people could wear.
Yes.
I thought this was like in-game purchases your avatar.
An actual sneaker that
Show the camera. Show the camera.
Yeah. Okay. Shot on the camera.
So there you go.
Okay. Perfect. I don't know what you just broke. Hopefully, it wasn't expensive.
No, it was probably mine. Those sneakers are going to run you about $1,400.
You know how much you pay for a pair of sneakers? Maybe $50.
Maybe.
But they gotta be like light up, or they gotta be like hot pink. They gotta be sweet for $50.
Dude, they gotta have the pump.
Yeah, I pay $50 for a pump.
I want some air.
I'm gonna show you my sweet shoes right here. Okay,
there you go.
$20 pedo shoes from Skechers. Okay,
wait a minute. Why
you put them on?
Pedo shoes?
And you have white socks on and shorts. You instantly look like a pedophile.
Oh Jesus!
Transformation shoes.
James's recipe.
Yep. I can't wear them with white socks. My fiance gives me crap. My sister gives me crap. You got to wear them with like black socks and pants. Black socks and pants. You put them on with shorts, so you look like a pedophile.
Oh, my God.
At the feet of a pedophile.
All right, check out this tracksuit. Hit me up here.
Woo, tracksuit.
Check out this tracksuit here, all right? That tracksuit will run you $4,000.
My God.
And there's a jacket as well. No, they don't have a picture of the jacket, but the jacket is like $5,600. The reason I wanted to bring it up is because who are these for?
Right.
Spoiled rich kids?
What I was wondering when you talk about the partnership between League of Legends. You like you said, who is this for?
There's got to be a very small overlap of people who can spend $6,000 on a tracksuit and also play League of Legends.
Louis Vuitton's trying to get into the privileged nerd market. That's what they're trying to do.
That must be.
That 1% of computer nerds that aren't living in their parents' basement is what they're trying to attract with those.
I guess so. All right, well.
If I had that kind of money, we'd have a home studio to do this thing. You know what I mean?
If you had that kind of money, you wouldn't be working right now.
Well, true.
Right. All right, well, let's take a short break. And speaking of who is this for, I got a couple of games coming out in 2020 that I cannot wait to tell you guys about because they sound hilariously fun.
I hope it's as fun looking as the unnamed Goose game.
Yeah, no, it's around that. It's in that particular vein. So we're coming back with some more Nerd Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Troy Baker, and you are listening to Nerd Radio.
Catch, Booker!
Nice!
Here you go!
Bunch of blind!
Booker, here! Take this!
That'll do!
Booker, catch!
Welcome back to Nerd Radio, all over the podcast page at WRAF.com. We're in Boston!
Rock, 92.9 Rocks.com.
And Wednesday afternoons, you can stream us live on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
I felt guilty because I hadn't done that yet to all this.
We've done it in a while. I've been ready. I'm like, okay.
I know. You guys memorized your lines, and then I haven't thrown it to you for it.
First of all, take a moment to appreciate I memorized anything.
That's true. Yeah, we were just talking before the show, too, that the tweet that allows you to know that we're about to go live.
Yeah.
Let you know about some of the stuff we're about to talk about. And I was like, I told you about that yesterday, Al. Yeah. It's fantastic you remembered
and
it.
And you didn't have any faith in my ability to remember, which is well-placed, ill faith.
No.
Yeah.
No faith.
You said, oh, did you schedule that yesterday after we talked? I said, no. I said, this morning. I carried information over a whole day.
I can't believe it.
I know.
All right. So there's some indie games coming out that I wanted to tell you guys about because I was just, you know, looking up stories for the show. And I could not believe. Now, unfortunately, I don't think any of these are going to be on consoles. These are all on Steam.
Okay.
But they do sound hilariously fantastic. The first one I want to tell you about is Table Manners.
Table Manners.
It's a game coming out. Are you guys familiar with Surgeon Simulator?
I think I played it before. I think I've killed every single patient on the
table. I'll say no, but I can infer from context what it is.
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, it looks like a VR game, and you've got, like, a hand that you can, you know, open and close and use the fingers on with the keyboard and the mouse, and you're supposed to, you know, do surgery on people, and it's very clumsy and it's cartoonish, and, you know, the worse you are at it, the funnier it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Table Manners is.
Actual surgery.
It is a simulation dating game. Where you
my game is going to be hilarious.
You look through they show in the trailer, you look through you look through an online app and you swipe left and swipe right on somebody, and then you choose who you want to go on a date with, and then you go on the date with them, and there's a couple of different dates, but you're essentially at the dinner table with them, and you can try and feed your date. Or you can steal food off their plate. Or
dump stuff on her lap and try to grab her breast.
You try.
I'll give you the actual James Campbell date simulation.
They show in the trailer you could try and pour some wine and just get it everywhere. You could start a fire. There's like the cheese fondue or whatever.
Ooh.
It looks ridiculously fun. And the really fun part is in the screenshots, the people that you're dating all look very unhappy to be there.
Well, I mean, it's a real
date
simulation, right?
Yep, that's pretty much my experience.
But yeah, there's not a full release date on this yet, but it's coming to PC early next year on Steam. I hope it gets like a VR release, because at first I thought it was a VR game, and I'm like, I gotta see James play this in VR.
Oh, I would play that for sure. Yeah, that'd be a blast to play. I'm on a date. I'm on a date with the robo chick. Hey, let me cut your food for you. Mm-mm. Oh, that was your arm.
Oh, no.
Let me take a bite.
The next game I want to tell you about is a game called Say No More. The trailer for it shows you are an intern in an office, and all these people are putting all this work on the intern's plate. Like, hey, can you make a bunch of copies of this? Hey, can you get me coffee? Hey, can you get this? And finally, the intern loses it and puts her headphones on. And the idea, it's a one-button game. You just walk around, and every time you get near somebody and they give you a job, you click the button, and she says, no! Like a bullhorn, and knocks them over.
That sounds like that the Untitled Goose Game or whatever.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Just, you know, run around the office causing chaos. I don't know how much replayability it may have.
No, but when he said the game's called, like, Say No More, I was like, it sounds like a weird James Bond type movie.
Oh, it does, yeah.
You know, instead of like
James Bond.
Instead of like, you want to say no more, you want to say no more times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, say no more. I don't know. It seemed like a...
Jay Moore. Yeah. In Say No More.
Say Jay Moore.
But yeah, that's also coming to Steam next year. And then this game I was telling Al about the other morning as kind of a preview what to look forward to when we talked about this. This is on Steam. It's not out yet, but it's supposed to be coming out, and it's called I Am Jesus Christ.
Okay, I've seen little blips of this online.
Have you?
Yeah.
I can't tell if it's a blasphemous, like...
I think it's a blasphemous Jesus Christ simulator, see, essentially,
that,
is what
that was
is.
My question for Chuck when he told me about this. I'm like, is this like a game for Christians or just flat-out blasphemy?
It looks like somebody, whoever made it, is a really, you know, like, really Christian, really into the story of Jesus Christ. But it's a first-person game where you walk around... And, like, the hands will come up, and they'll glow, and then, like, somebody, the blind person will see.
So you're going to cure leprosy, you're going to feed people fish, and wine, and you're going to get your feet washed.
You can walk across water.
It's amazing.
It goes all the way to the crucifixion.
Oh, my God! You can see, no!
You can experience the crucifixion in first person.
No!
And then roll the stone away 7 days later. And
Good Lord! No pun intended.
I wonder what the last level is.
You fell right into that one, didn't you?
Did. Oh, man.
I don't know who the target audience is for this game. I feel like people who are really into Jesus are going to feel like this is blasphemous.
No, I feel like people would play it like, I don't think they're really going for the Christians, like the overly religious conservatives. I think they're going for... The degenerates.
Yeah. I was going
to
say,
atheists that were like poking fun at religion, people that are belong to the satanic temple, like that type of stuff. Those are the people they're going for, I feel.
Yeah. Well, is there a Mary Magdalene level is my question.
I don't know.
So does it start from birth? Like, does it start from
it
birth?
Starts in the manger?
Like you get out of the manger and then you go and you're working around like the woodworking shop and
you
stuff.
Wake
you
up!
Know?
What the hell is frankincense? What is this, myrrh?
Oh, it's you got to regift the mirror.
Yeah, regift the mirror.
It's like the fruit cake.
First Christmas gift gets regifted. Oh, man. Oh my God!
All right.
Again, no pun intended.
Yeah. So a couple more games I want to tell you about. These ones you can actually get right now. However, this first one, if you didn't get it before a couple of weeks ago, you're going to have to pay a premium price for it. So there's a game on online called, let's see here, Lala Knetz.
I thought that's the name of the game. Let's see here. I was like, what? It sounds like a board game.
No, it's called Lala Knetz. It's kind of like
it does sound like a board game.
It's like Asteroids, it looks like. It's a space shooter, you know, but it looks like an old, almost Atari 2600 type of game or something like that.
Like a game I had on my calculator in high school.
Right. The Danish game studio that made it, Glitch App, had a unique idea when it came to putting this game up. They were going to price the game at $100.
Whoa.
And then for five full years, the first 5 years it existed, put it at a 98% discount.
So you got to pay $100?
Hey, I got a phone call.
Oh. That scared me. I was like, the little kid that's outside the studio has found her way into the studio.
Through the floor.
I'm not comfortable hanging around little kids.
We got to watch our jokes now.
Not in those shoes, you're not.
Not in those shoes. No, absolutely
Yeah, so
not.
The game for the last 5 years has been $2.
Okay.
But the five-year gap came up last month. So they, as they intended, put the game up at
$100. So it's $100 now.
And that's what it's going to be for the rest of eternity.
Well, guess what? I'll never play it.
I was going to say, what do they get out of that?
The idea, I guess, was to try and be some kind of like commentary on how games are made and how games are displayed on Steam and produced and you know, priced. That, you know, yeah, when a game was, you know, 98% off, people were interested in it, but now no one's going to be interested in it.
Maybe they're just not interested because it's $100.
Yeah. Right?
For $100, I'm putting a down payment on a Switch, you know?
Right,
Right. Well, if you do put it, I'm glad you said that, because if you do put a down payment on a Switch, I get a game for you that I am so impressed with.
Oh, yeah?
That I bought this game back when it was a Kickstarter, so I own it on the PC. It's called Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight?
Shovel Knight.
Okay.
It's a throwback to the days of the 8-bit Nintendo. It's like a Mega Man type of game. You've got you play the Shovel Knight who is running around with a shovel.
And so you're like a Knight of the Round Table, but you have a shovel.
Yeah.
Instead of a sword, I'm going to pull out my shovel.
Exactly.
And I'm going to go dig a hole and take a dump in it.
And there are, if I remember the game correctly, there are five other knights that you have to select which level you want to go through.
There's a pickaxe knight.
I think so, yeah.
A rake knight.
They all have different
weapons. A lawnmower knight.
But whenever
I like that.
Whenever you defeat one of them, you get your
weapon.
The knights
of the yard work.
Whenever you defeat one, you get their weapon as well, just like a Mega Man game.
Okay.
As you go through to save the princess.
So I'm actually kind of sold. Like, I'm kind of into it.
Okay, so this...
I'm holding out for the lawnmower knight.
Yeah.
I like that one.
This game came out almost 5 years ago.
What?
And they have continued to add downloadable content to it.
Really?
And if you bought the game, which you can get right now for on just about everything for about $25, no matter what version of the game you get, all the downloadable content is free.
Nice.
And has been every time they've come out with it. They came out with one of the knights was called a plague knight that you fought against, and he threw like alchemy bottles at you or something like that. The first one they came out with was you could play through the whole game as plague knight, and it changed the game dramatically. Like it was almost a totally new game in the same engine, and you got it for free. And they just released the third and fourth downloadable content for this game. One of them is called King of Cards. And it's a card game like Triple Triad in Final Fantasy VII or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's still a side-scroller, but all the fighting is done in the card game.
Oh, okay.
And they also released Shovel Knight Showdown, which
is Shovel Knight Showdown.
Like a Smash Brothers version of Shovel Knight where you pick one of the knights.
Oh, no, who's going to win?
You get four different people.
Shovel Knight or Rake Knife? I'm going head-to-head.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Lawnmower Knight, as long as you can get that thing started.
Yeah, well, that's what the problem is. You only have so much lawnmower. You only have so much fuel for the lawnmower to run.
Right.
You know, you run out of gas. Your ass is grass.
Yeah, Weed Whipper Knight's going to annoy the hell out of your ankles.
Yeah.
What is that? Son of a bitch! Ow!
Oh, he's shooting rocks in my face.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a fan at all of if you're a fan of games that look like they should have been on the 8-bit Nintendo, you could do a lot worse than this one.
That's cool.
It's very fun.
It sounds fun. I'm actually interested in checking it out.
It's got a lot of replayability.
I wonder who my favorite knight will be.
I can't wait for you to
try it. It'll be Car Wash Knight.
I like it how mundane it keeps getting. Yeah. Like grocery shopping on Sunday night.
I got the vacuum night. Yeah. I'm the vacuum night.
Staying home and binge watching Friday night.
Taxes are due in April night.
Yeah, tax deadline night.
Tax deadline night.
Who's only one up by Swiffer night. Got to Swiffer the walls. Got to dust.
He's just a stressed out H&R Block employee. Yeah. Just, oh, God. He's sweaty and fat.
He attacks his enemies with paper cuts.
Yeah, I love it.
You joke. But I was at a wrestling show over the weekend, and there's a dude who actually attacked his opponent with a paper cut.
Nice.
There's some dude, I don't remember. I ended up at an Impact Wrestling show on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah?
Because one of my favorite wrestlers is
Rhino?
Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary.
On Impact Wrestling. She's like this spooky Marilyn Manson type of character. But they were doing a meet and greet where if you brought, it was for Toys for Tots, you bring an unwrapped toy and you can get a meet and greet. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll do that. Well, I didn't realize that you had to buy a ticket for the show and come in order to get to the meet and greet in the first place. So I ended up having to spend the money for the ticket to come in. And then I was like, well, I bought
the money. So you really regret spending all that money on the Wizards of the West Coast, huh?
I spent the money. I might as well be here for the wrestling show. But there was this dude that came out in like, he must have been a Gambit fan.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is at Ace...
Ace Austin.
He's
great. He was he's one of the wrestlers when I was doing commentary for CWL. He was great in the ring.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I did see your commentating co-host.
Come on, Matt Stryker was in town?
Matt Stryker was running around there.
He didn't even call
me. Matt Stryker didn't call me?
He didn't. No.
What the heck, Matt Stryker? It's okay. I don't really care for him much anyway. Yeah. So. I think the feelings are mutual with me and Matt Stryker.
Yeah, I never.
It was an awkward encounter, and I couldn't tell if he was putting on like a wrestling work with me,
right, or if he literally
if he was
didn't
literally
like
that big of a douchebag, because it was not a pleasant experience trying to commentate on wrestling for the first time with him.
Right.
When he flips your notes over, he's like, "F this S. We're gonna talk wrestling. Get it together next time when we come back." And I'm like,
"Okay,
way to go, way to go." Because I'm about to walk out of this bitch right now.
He was serious, man. Yeah. So I saw Ace Austin for the first time. And if you guys are not familiar, he comes out in like a long purple coat.
Yeah.
But then he also has this like extendable staff. And he throws a card. So like must be a huge Gambit fan. And it's like the Gambit and the Joker in the same character. It was kind of strange. But I did get to see our buddy from Halal Beefcake, Idris Abraham.
Yeah, Idris was there.
He was. He was at the Motown Showdown. So I've been on Twitch twice this week because wow. I was out there too.
I didn't realize Impact was in town, and I also didn't realize Matt Stryker was involved with Impact.
Neither did I.
So I would have went and like trolled them.
I saw him walking around. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, I didn't know Idris was going to be there either. He wasn't on the card. It was a surprise match. And I'm like, hey, I know him.
Yeah, because I thought they had a match. Well, they had a match on Friday, I think, downriver. Idris and Joe Coleman. The Genetic Jackpot.
Right.
Had a match downriver in Brownstown I wanted to go to. I had a lot going on Friday, and I didn't make it to anything.
A lot going on, as in we needed to see more Baby Yoda.
My FS Up stuff streams on Fridays.
Yep, absolutely.
There's a lot going on. My girlfriend, my fiance's been out of town for work. And I don't know. I feel bad leaving the dog home alone. She's home alone while I'm at work. And,
I'm glad to hear that because I get the same thing with my cats.
Yeah, I got quality time. I got to get some quality time with Chloe the Pitbull. So
there you go. Well, that's your quality time with us here at Nerd Radio. We're taking
that's
off.
Your time with us here at Nerd Radio.
That's your quality time with another guy, as well as the famous Al Beck. And the equally famous, if not maybe more famous, James. Find us on social media.
Regionally known, James.
Find us on social media at Nerd Radio 101. Come on back for the podcast. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, of course, give us a rate and review. And we'll talk to you next week, man. Christmas is around the corner. We got something a little special coming up for Christmas.
Yeah.
That we're working on. And
No streams, but there will be episodes to download.
Yep.
Oh, we did have to mention. I know we did this last time too. We almost forgot to mention Odo.
Oh yeah,
I have never known how to say his last name. Renee, who the actor who played Odo in Deep Space Nine, he passed away.
What is going on with Star Trek?
I don't know.
People?
This is the second time we've had to end with a Star Trek death, and that's a bummer.
Are they building up to a are we going to lose Captain Kirk?
I don't know. He just got divorced, so he's probably going to live another 12 years.
Because first. It was a writer last week, and now it was a guy from Deep Space Nine, and then
the guest star from Charlie X, I guess, had passed away too. I think back in September, the guy who played Nog from Deep Space Nine, he passed away.
Good Lord!
So, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So Odo maybe has rejoined the link.
Maybe they're not passing away. Maybe they're getting teleported to a.
Could be
a greater universe.
Could be. Maybe they're joining the Q continuum.
Yeah. Maybe that's where Jefferson went.
He's a Jefferson Q. So that's bummer. But it started to end on a sad note again.
Yeah, well, that's what you're here for.
Oh, I do have to mention too. He was also in the MASH movie. Not only was he Star Trek, he was a MASH guy.
Of course, he was.
He was Father Mulcahy.
Of course. And now we find out that Al is the president of his fan club.
Wait a second, Father Mulcahy was different in the movie?
Yes.
I didn't know
three
that.
People have played Mulcahy because there was a different guy in the pilot of the series.
Oh, my God.
William Christopher didn't show up until later.
I had no idea why that was. All right. Well,
he's also dead, so.
We'll be. Al Beck will be back with your Death Watch next week, and we'll be talking.
Death Watch!
Star Trek Death Watch with Al Beck.
We'll talk some more Nerd Radio with you guys.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that I'm having a wonderful time.
We got, what, like 2 weeks till Christmas?
2 weeks till Christmas. Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a made for
a Hallmark
TV Hallmark movie. Yeah.
Have the presents started showing up under the tree for you guys?
We don't even have a tree up yet.
No. I don't think we have a tree. Amy had to throw the tree out because it was in the garage. And when she when she moved some stuff, spiders came out of it. And she was like,
Spider tree.
No.
That's funny. I hope this pays off because coming up the stairs to come up here to the studio, I spared the life of a little teeny tiny baby spider.
Okay.
So I hope that in the future, this thing will turn into some kind of a big, huge, ginormous spider.
Yeah.
And it'll do some horrible things to a bunch of people, but it will
spare you.
Because it'll remember me.
Better still, it'll do your bidding.
Yes. I will now be the leader of the spider, spider army.
You can get a spider saddle. You can ride around on it.
Oh, like in Realm Royale,
goddamn He-Man.
Yeah, there's a mount in Realm Royale you can ride around. Yeah, He-Man's got that on the tiger. Oh,
on the tiger, yeah.
Dude, look at that. One little act of kindness. Look what happens. One little act of kindness and not
a lot
smashing this little teeny tiny yellow banana spider.
So much riding on this little baby spider. That spider. That's probably freezing to death out there.
It's probably dead anyways. It's probably frozen.
He's starving.
Coming up that
there has been no bugs in that landing for at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, that frigid stairway.
Yep. He's hibernating.
Second I walked in there, my nipples were
yep.
Full attention, and then I didn't kill that spider.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.